Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Family Assistance Program, formerly known as the High Desert Domestic Violence Program, has been providing shelter and advocacy services to victims of domestic violence since 1985. Open Door is another program within the Family Assistance Program. And on the phone with me for this segment, I have Athena Montiel, Outreach Coordinator for the Open Door Family Assistance Program. Thank you for joining me today, Athena. Really appreciate the time.
Thank you, Stephen.
Now, you're the outreach coordinator for the Open Door program. Is that different from the Family Assistance program? Are those two different entities?
Yes. The Family Assistance program is actually the nonprofit organization that I work for, and it provides services to people affected by domestic violence and human trafficking. It also provides services to runaway youth and at-risk youth. But the department that I actually work for is Open Door, which is a human trafficking department.
Okay, now tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got involved with the Family Assistance Program.
Well, the reason I got involved was because I saw that there was a job opening for the human trafficking department. As I mentioned, it's Open Door. I had heard that the human trafficking wasn't just a foreign issue, it was a domestic as well. But I had never actually dabbled into it, so I was really interested in seeing and getting my hands on it.
As we said, Open Door is part of the Family Assistance Program, but can you go into the details and tell us more specifics about what is Open Door?
So the Open Door actually started about 2 years ago, and the reason it started was because we have shelters up in the high desert, and they noticed that some of the people that would stay over were affected by human trafficking, so they thought it would be essential to open up a human trafficking department.
Okay, what are some of the services that Open Door provides?
So the services that we provide include court support for youth and adults testifying against a trafficker, survivor mentorship, case management to address the underlying issues our participants face, youth and adult support groups, and shelter services for youth and adults. We also have community and agency training on human trafficking.
As far as human trafficking goes, do you deal with just individuals or do you include families as well?
We do with both. It all really depends on the situation because it's really case by case.
Has human trafficking become a bigger problem? Has it increased over the years?
It has. It's actually at its highest right now.
Is human trafficking becoming a bigger problem in the high desert area?
Yes, we've noticed that it's becoming, the numbers have been increasing over there, and we've been trying to figure out how to decrease that rate.
Now, what areas do you serve? You serve the high desert. Is that specifically the area you cover?
We actually serve the San Bernardino County in general. So any city within the San Bernardino County can actually reach out to us.
And why is it called Open Door?
The program is called Open Door because we have a no-fill policy. We will meet our participants at the level that they are at. If they feel that they need to leave and are not ready, then we don't shut them out when they decide to come back.
If people are in need of your services, they need to reach out and get in contact with you. How can they do so?
We actually have a hotline number if people need immediate assistance. And the hotline number is 909-333-7476. We also have more information about our program on our website, which is www.familyassist.org. And we also have a Facebook page in case they want to ask us something or if they want to check out recent events we've had.
Now, how does your process work? Do they need to get in contact with you?
No, usually, well, they're usually done by referrals. So we either work with the police station or maybe a family member, or sometimes it's a self-referral as well.
Okay, so you get a police referral, and then you can take these people into the Open Door program.
Yes.
Now, where is Open Door located?
The Open Door is located in San Bernardino, and it actually provides services to San Bernardino County, as I mentioned. But the main office of our organization is actually located in Victorville. We also have a new community center that opened up in December in Victorville, where the public can take life skill classes and use the computers. One of our other programs, FamSpot, is actually located there. It's basically a safe place where youth can work on homework, apply for jobs, and hang out.
Okay, what are some of the programs that you offer at the community center there?
Okay, so at the community center, the public can actually use the computers. Let's say if they want to do job resumes or maybe a job search, or if they have homework to work on, the computers are free, and they also have free Wi-Fi, so they're welcome to enter and use them.
Now, how long has Open Door been around?
The Open Door has been around for about 2 years.
And what is it that you would like the public to know in general about Open Door?
I would like the public to know that there are local resources out there and that there are people who are out there who can help. That this isn't a foreign issue, it's domestic and a national issue. It's also important to know that awareness and knowledge are key in order to help minimize the risk of human trafficking within our community. So if you're interested in a future presentation for your workplace, institution, organization, or any other place, then reach out to message us on Facebook or email me at athena@familyassist.org.
You have special programs and events that you hold throughout the year. Do you have any coming up?
We actually do. We're taking part in the LA Marathon. Our executive director, Daryl Eby, and our other staff members are running in support of our program. We're also having a benefit concert in Victorville at Desert Barn Brewery on March 21st, and the live music will be provided by Jared James and the County Line.
And what does it cost to get into that event?
So the admission is actually a $15 gift card.
Okay, so they just bring a $15 gift card and they get into the event?
Yes.
Okay, great. Do you have anything else you'd like to add before we close today?
We just hope that just know that we are out here in case you need us. And then once again, the hotline number to reach us is 909-333-7476.
Okay, give that number once again.
909-333-7476.
Okay, Athena Montiel, Outreach Coordinator for Open Door, part of the Family Assistance Program in San Bernardino County. Thank you for joining me today, Athena. Really appreciate the time.
Thank you so much.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.